The Garden Party and Other Stories by Maeve Binchy. The Garden Party, read by Neve Cusack.
Helen looked out the window at the garden next door. It was a mass of colour, mainly from bushes and small trees. Hardly any troublesome flower beds that would need endless weeding, nor were there paths that would have to have their edges trimmed, or rockeries where one thing might spill and crowd out another. Little brick paths wound through it, and there were paved areas with tubs of plants around the garden seats. Unlike her own garden, which badly needed attention. She had been told that her neighbour was a Mrs. Kennedy, who had two placid cats, and was known to be easygoing. Admittedly, Helen had been told this by the estate agent, who would hardly have warned her even if Mrs. Kennedy had been one of the brides of Dracula. Helen had been there for 3 days, and she had not yet seen Mrs. Kennedy. The two big cats spent almost all day asleep on the sunny garden seats. How Helen wished that she too could have a life like that, instead of sleepless nights, hours of anxiety, torrents of grief and regret, and now the whole nightmarish business of facing a new house, a new life. Because Harry didn't love her any more. Because he had found real love with this girl young enough to be his daughter, the girl who was pregnant with his child. And Harry was so pleased to be a father. For 14 years of their marriage, he had told Helen that he wasn't ready for parenthood yet, that they were so complete in themselves, they didn't need anyone else in their life.